clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played a tambourine. So
we're back on Downtown 4:30 Tuesday afternoon. Time to talk some Celtics basketball as we get set for game 3 of the NBA Finals. We're joined by John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. I don't know, John, would grandma's hands do the job on whatever injury this is that Kristaps Porzingis is dealing with?
Maybe more Mr. Miyagi's hands from the Karate Kid.
Oh, okay.
Slap those together and get this injury fixed.
So what is the nature of this injury?
That's what we're all trying to figure out. It's in the foot. It affects the stability of the foot. It's the best thing I can tell you. It's apparent. It's painful, and it's not very common, but it's not something that has ruled him out yet. Not sure. They're being a little coy, and I'm not sure if this is something that's going to be just a pain tolerance thing, if they can give him a shot, or if the shot is going to be counterproductive. Because sometimes you kind of need to feel the pain to know that something's getting worse. So doctors don't always want to give the pain numbing shots, because if something worse happens, you want to be able to feel it and not be relegated to a life of Kevin McHale walking around on two feet that are going to be 50% for the rest of your life. So right now it's something that stops Porzingis walking in the back here right now, and he's not walking with a limp. He just walked out to the practice floor. So there's a good sign here.
Well, and he has been so good in these first two games of the NBA Finals and doing everything, just deadly with his shots, blocking shots, and just finding a way to make things happen.
Yeah, he's been a huge key. One of the reasons why Dallas has had so many problems with Boston is that Porzingis has been protecting the rim, so anytime anybody gets past the perimeter defense, he's there. He's been there to stop them, and when you get those blocks at the rim, it often triggers transition opportunities and points for the for the Celtics. So that's been huge. And then he's been able to get these outlets, post ups, get mismatches against Kyrie Irving, get mismatches against smaller guys that he turns around and has been converting. And then those have been huge. So far we've seen two runs kind of triggered by Porzingis coming into the game and hitting those high post, free throw line kind of shots, he's been really important.
Well, let's talk about what we've seen in these first two games and last time around. Jason Kidd, I guess his strategy was to try and divide and conquer, but if anything, it had the opposite effect. And you wrote about it at Boston Sports Journal. We saw such a great example of stars being unselfish in game two.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Whatever Jason Kidd was trying to do, you can't blame him for giving it a shot. But I think the Celtics have been very disciplined sticking to the plan. And they've been very good about making sure they're still attacking. The drives, they've been driving like crazy. Jason Tatum drove 29 times in game two. He averaged 9 a game in the regular season. He drove 29 times in game two. And just by doing that, you're putting pressure on Luka Doncic to defend. You're putting pressure on Kyrie Irving to defend. And not just at the point of attack. It's one thing to say Tatum and Brown have both been driving and getting by Luka Doncic and getting by Kyrie Irving. They're also driving by other guys. And Kyrie and Luka have not been helping well either and not been rotating well. So the drive, the kicks, the ability to create that kind of reaction and then spray it, and that's been huge. The potential assists have been off the charts for Boston. Those passes that could become points. And if Boston shot any better, shot normally in game two, that wouldn't have been a close game.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Well, and as good as the offense has been, to me it's the defense, the team defense, that's been so impressive. And the way those guys have been crashing the boards, particularly to get defensive rebound and just hustle, which is the name of the game. And I think it was Sam Hauser the other night that missed a three and instead of hanging his head, hustled back the other way and managed to get a piece and partially block a shot.
Yeah, but that level of hustle, that level, it's the NBA Finals. So, I mean, this is what are you going to hang your head for? Like, it doesn't matter what you've done, just make the next right play. It doesn't matter if you've missed. It doesn't matter if you've, turned it over or fouled. The next play is the most important play. And, that goes for even if you've made a great play. Don't sit there and bask in the shot that you just made. Don't celebrate the shot you just made. Don't, like, you got to get back and make the next defensive play. So the Celtics have been, I think the word disciplined is really what comes to mind. And I've been using that word a lot, and especially as I look back on some of the Minnesota series for Dallas. Like, I was going back to see what could Dallas do, and looking at some of those games against Minnesota, like, wow. The Timberwolves, not only did they not have a good game plan, they were undisciplined. And when you just have one guy that you can attack or one guy doing stupid things like Karl Anthony Towns with his fouls, it throws the whole thing off. I mean, Boston has been very disciplined from top to bottom. They know what they're trying to do. And even on possessions where they don't do it perfectly, they're still trying to do it, and they just move on very, very well. It's a testament to the coaching and the players buying in.
Well, so what can Dallas do? What might they try to do tomorrow night?
Well, it depends. Obviously, if there's no Porzingis, it does tilt things a little away from Boston, a little bit more towards Dallas. I still think the Celtics have most of the advantages, but it'd be interesting to see how Boston responds to that. If they don't have Porzingis, I'm gonna guess that they're gonna go to the rim. Dallas will try attacking and trying to get some of the baskets that Porzingis had prevented. And if Cornette is in the game, then that's gonna change how Dallas defends, because if you've got Cornette, he's a non-shooter and he's gonna be down in the dunker spot, and that's gonna make like mid-range shots more important, because the Celtics won't be able to get all the way to the rim the same way. There's going to be a whole lot more pressure on Jason Tatum, who's walking by me right now, to hit mid-range shots if Porzingis isn't there. Jaylen Brown to hit mid-range isn't there. So the strategy changes depending on the personnel. But if Porzingis is there, they might try to switch more and help less and say, let's test Tatum's ability to hit shots. You know, he's had a rough shooting playoff so far. They might just say, hey, you try to beat us, which would be interesting if you just daring Boston's best player to beat you. But all of this is to say that none of these options sound very good at all. They're all bad options for Dak.
Well, it has been so much fun so far. We'll see with game three tomorrow night. Obviously, they want to wrap it up, and we'll do it wherever they can. But you got to think, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for the Celtics to drop one in Dallas and have a chance to wrap it up before the home crowd.
I'm sure Celtics ownership wouldn't mind having an extra home gate to help negate some of the contracts that they're going to be shelling out in this tough season, too. But yeah, getting that home, a win at home, winning a championship on your own home court is special. I'm sure they wouldn't mind if that was the case, but getting one of these two in Dallas will be very, very helpful. And if Porzingis has to miss a game, maybe he comes back for the home for a game at home.
And they've even made me feel a little bit sorry at times for Kyrie Irving.
A little bit, tiny bit, not that much though.
No,
yeah. Now, crowd's been tough on him, but, you know, it hasn't been that bad. I don't think it's been that bad. Just boos, but, you know, he knew he was going to get booed when he came back. So That's about what was expected.
Absolutely. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, Locked On Celtics podcast. Check him out before and after every game and see what's going on. John, appreciate it as always, and we'll check in with you next week.
All right, thanks. Talk to you then.
You got it. John Corrales.